बातें हैं जो क्षेत्र में कुरुक्षेत्र
द लॉर्ड आस्क अर्जुन सो यू हर्ड
श्रुतम पार्थ हे मेरी बुआ के पुत्र
हे माय सन ऑफ माय आंट हैव यू हर्ड एंड आर यू कन्विंस्ड
सुना ना कि तुम्हारा मन कहीं और गया था
और वॉज योर माइंड समवेयर एल्स
दूसरी तरफ मन नहीं गया था ना एकाग चित्त सुन लिया
हैव यू हर्ड विद कन्विंस्ड
धनंजय श्लोक में दो संबोधन था मैं पार्थ और धनंजय हे धनंजय अज्ञान से जो तुम्हारा मोह उत्पन्न हो रहा था मैं हूँ ये लोग मेरे
फ्रॉम अज्ञान your attachment has it been destroyed or not and immediately Arjun was ready to fight
agyan mera nasht ho chuka
so Arjun answer my agyan has been removed
main aapka nitya das
I have understood who I am I am nobody else's I am your eternal servant you are mine I have understood that you are everything for me.
Sthitosmi, main apne swarup mein.
Gat sandeha, sthitosmi. I am in my real swarup.
Ab kya karoge?
Then,
aap jo kahenge wahi karunga.
Whatever you say, I will do. And the Lord said, pick up your bow, it's becoming late. And he picked up his bow. Arjun is actually the most yogya, deserving patra for getting this knowledge. The Lord did not give this instruction of Bhagavad Gita to great sages and munis. He gave it to a soldier like Arjun. So first Arjun was saying, I'm your disciple, teach me, but teach me anything except fighting. But Krishna says no. So, in different places in scriptures, there is very beautiful instructions. It's not that the Lord appeared and didn't say anything and it quietly went away. By His actions and by His instructions. Sri Krishna gave the greatest instruction in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjun. In other Puranas, in Ramayana. And out of mercy for us human beings, He has given us all these instructions and we should study them. What kind of brother one should be, what kind of, like Bharat, what kind of son one should be like Sri Ram. He was only desiring that his father should go to a higher place from the point of view of being in a human form, acting in a human form. He only was thinking of his father's welfare. Not that we should think of our parents only after they're dead. We should think of their welfare, especially when they're alive. Let them hear kirtan. Not that when they're dead we think about their next welfare of their next life, and then while they're alive we don't even offer them water. Aurangzeb, he put his son, his father in the this Muslim king Aurangzeb, he put his father in the prison and he killed his brother. And he went in Agra. He went to see his father and he said, how are you, father? And he asked his father, Aurangzeb. So, his father's name was Shahjahan. He said, oh nonsense son, you're giving so much trouble to the Hindus. Hindus, even after death, Hindus, they give water to their father. And you're a rascal, you don't even give water to your father when he's alive. You put him in the jail. Aurangzeb had said to the servants, don't give my father who's in the prison as much food as he needs and never give him as much water as he needs. And his father Shahjahan said, all glories to the Hindus who give water to their parents when they're alive, of course, and even after death they continue giving, offering water to their parents. Even to sit with the mother and father is service to the mother and father. So it is seen that mother and father, it's their nature, they like to have the they like to see the children sit, grown-up children come and sit next to them. But these days we see the son comes from the office and he goes straight to the room of his wife without visiting his father and mother. Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe.